So for anybody who doesn't know me, my name's Diane Nash, and I'm currently the co-branch leader of the Cathedral Mothers Union with John DeSantos. So this morning, I'm just going to talk a little bit about Mothers Union. I have been a member for about 15 years, and the Mothers Union, if for those who don't know, is one of the most dynamic Christian organizations in the world. In fact, it's the largest women's Christian organization in the world with over 4 million members in 83 different countries. The Canadian membership numbers about 700, and we are not actually exclusive to mothers. It's open to all baptized Christians, both men and women, who believe in the importance of Christian family life. We have had male members in our cathedral group for many years, including our last dean, who at one point was national chaplain for Mothers Union. And I don't believe Jeff's a member yet, but we'll work on that. So Mothers Union all started when Mary Sumner, a clergy wife and mother of three children, began Mothers Union in England in 1876 with the hope of forming a group of women to gather together in prayer and study, supporting each other and mothers in particular in raising their children for God. Today's Mothers Union maintains this original goal of Mary Sumner to support each other in Christian fellowship. So the vision of Mothers Union is for a world where God's love is shown through loving, respectful, and flourishing relationships. Programs and activities are intended to build and strengthen Christian family life and to support and encourage families, especially those facing adversity. And I know this cathedral group in particular, through loving prayer and support, has many times upheld each other and their families during challenging times. The Worldwide Mothers Union is a strong organization providing hope and practical support for many people through various outreach activities. And it varies depending on the country, but some of the programs and activities they do are visiting and teaching programs in prisons, volunteering in soup kitchens and shelters, providing meals and support for the young and the elderly, leading parenting groups and programs to help families communicate and grow, supporting women and their families through literacy and educational programs, and assisting with micro-business projects or just plain human needs such as clean water and mosquito nets, and supporting the wives and families of clergy serving in Northern Canada. Our cathedral branch, which will be celebrating its 30th anniversary on July 31st, currently has 15 active members. We meet once a month, typically on the third Wednesday of the month. A typical meeting starts with a social time with refreshments, followed by opening prayers, a devotional or Bible study, a program or activity, and then also dealing with any business matters such as planning for our upcoming events or outreach activities. Representatives from our branch also participate on the Mothers Union Diocesan Council, attending meetings every other month in different locations throughout the diocese. And we also have members who hold positions on the Canadian Council Executive and participate regularly in those meetings. Kathleen Snow, who many of you know as our parish nurse, is a member of the Worldwide Council based out of London in the UK. She is also a member of the Worldwide Fundraising Communications Committee and is currently spearheading the production of a new prayer book titled Dear Lord, a new collection of prayers and poems from Mothers Union members across the world. The prayer book will be available this February and contains over 150 prayers and poems submitted from members around the world. And we actually have three prayer submissions in the book from our very own members of Christ Church Cathedral Branch. Many of you will have seen or heard of Mothers Union here at the Cathedral when we celebrate Mothering Sunday on the fourth Sunday of Lent, bringing simnel cake to share with all of you, or when we're selling our Advent candles that we have made as a fundraiser for our branch activities. We've also supported the nursery in the hall in the past and enjoyed playtime with the children who visited. We present a baptismal gift to the newly baptized, have participated in running family day activities at Camp Medley, and support other outreach within the cathedral. We are always looking for ways for further reaching out to the community around us. So our members continue to support each other. Younger members finding encouragement and support from the experience and friendship with older members who have already been through the various experiences, positive and the struggles, of all that marriage and raising children bring with them. Everyone and anyone is welcome to join us and participate in the fellowship and friendship of prayer and support for each other in raising families for God. And actually, I said we meet every Wednesday. This month, we're meeting Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, because we postponed because of the weather last week. So we're meeting this Tuesday. Hopefully, good weather. We postponed. So we would love for you to join us and come learn about Mothers Union if you're interested. And also, if anyone wants to find out more, you can find a lot of information about the Worldwide Mothers Union on the website, and you will be amazed at just the scope of things that are done. So God bless you all today, and thank you.